Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of November 2018. Supreme Court has attached Amrapali Group's multi-speciality hospital in Greater Noida. Three residential towers situated in Sector 62, Noida and a Benami Villa in Goa. Supreme Court of Sri Lanka has overturned President's controversial decision to dissolve Parliament and ordered a halt to preparations for snap elections on the 5th of January. Delhi High Court has asked the Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, to explain its reasons for rejecting the idea of matching the fingerprints of unidentified bodies with the biometric database. Delhi High Court has dismissed the bail plea of middleman Manoj Prasad in a bribery case allegedly involving CBI Special Director Rakesh Asthana. Bombay High Court has rejected former Central Board of Film Certification Chief Pahilj Nihalani's plea against the panel's decision to order 20 cuts in his film Rangila Raja. Madras High Court has stayed 2 crore rupee penalty imposed by the National Green Tribunal on the Tamil Nadu Public Works Department for failing to initiate appropriate pre-monsoon preparation work in Chennai, particularly for the Buckingham Canal. Madras High Court has hoped that the state would turn its full attention to introducing spoken English course to students of Tamil medium schools run by the government and observe that English is a linking language for communication, particularly outside Tamil Nadu as well as India. Madras High Court has set aside the criminal proceedings initiated against a government doctor in a case accusing him of gross negligence for causing death of a woman by allegedly using cylinder filled with nitrous oxide instead of oxygen. Kerala High Court has initiated SUO Motu case based on the special report filed by Sabarimala Special Commissioner on the 5th of November regarding Sabarimala temple violence that occurred when the temple was opened for Chithira Atavishesham. Allahabad High Court has dismissed a PIL challenging the renaming of Allahabad as Prayagraj, saying the petitioner should first approach Uttar Pradesh government with the grievance. Competition Commission of India has rejected a complaint by state-owned firm BSNL alleging that Indus Towers abused its dominant market position by denying access to telecom tower sites. Competition Commission of India has made finding that practice of railways to round off base price to next higher multiple of 5 for tickets booked online through IRCTC portal amounts to abuse of dominant position and has ordered Director General to investigate into matter and submit a report within 60 days. National Green Tribunal has formed a committee to stop activities that lead to degradation of the environment due to functions at banquet halls, farmhouses and hotels. National Green Tribunal has ordered to deny the benefit of minimum support price to farmers who continue to follow the practice of burning stubble.